see, after when the trees lose their leaves, it's probably better to have it closed. Also, then the sun's lower in the sky, so you get more. You have more of a sun problem in the summertime.
Really? Terrific.
Today, I've heard that. Somebody from California.
he's out of town, and being able to be in the, we've been trying to get smart and stuff, man.
He really is. He stayed off that damn television thing with all those guys. This comes up, he pops out of town, he was with the veterans. He was with the veterans, and he put, and, you know, just incredible demagogue. He put on that flight jacket with the presidential seal on it to go down and talk to the veterans.
He's playing at the smartest of all. He's had nothing to say about April 24th. He down with the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. He commented yesterday in his office and that comment reporters about four times yesterday and once again this morning and still didn't get a comment. He's not going to get caught on this one.
But now is the time for you to charge up our guys. They should take the events that you put these about Dan Lillard and many miles, you know. I mean, some of them have been all right, but they all want to get up there and stand up and kick on the balls.
Well, Jesus Christ, but
just think what they do to us if we've been involved in such things. They're an entire whole bunch of them. Just say that, I mean, throw it around there. You've got to get the impression checked at that girl that they have condoned it, permissiveness, I don't know why.
Well, this is really
for Christ's sake, so they could take us on for those silly damn virtues. What the hell are they going to do with these people?
That's right.
These people are part of them. They come into their offices. They also are the same contributors.
Well, this group that has caused the trouble this week was a co-sponsor of the April 24th.
Sure.
That's right. So they... This is not the guilt by association. This is direct. These guys, one week were for it, and then when they get out of hand, they're against it.
Sure.
And it's the hypocrisy of it that I think is the grounds for theft. There are also some columnists who are under this, and they start using it. I think we can go a little fire against these folks. This week has re-raised the whole social issue, I think.
It has?
I think so, Mr. President. I think the attitude of people coming out of Washington yesterday showed that it doesn't take much to provoke once again the
social issue in terms of they don't like kids with smoking pot and dirty and raising hell
and blocking traffic and being lawless and vandals, destroying property. You never watched television, but if you ever saw the last 2 minutes of NBC News last night, it's actually better than any Laurel and Hardy comedy that I've ever seen. Did you see it?
Was that when he hit the guy in the face? John Ehrlich told us about it.
Oh, yeah. They fell out in the street. He got into his car, and he was carrying his raincoat and his umbrella, and he never let go of it. And he kept going around and picked up a trash can. It was like a old silent movie, except you could hear the trash can, no voice. And he'd move out of the street and the downstairs and move it back, and eventually the frustration got too much from him. He walked over to the NBC camera and just popped him in the nose. And all you could see was the camera going up in the air. But total frustration. But what people saw when they saw that were just decent citizens who were pretty fed up with garbage being thrown in the street out of the can.
I think one thing, of course, is that this gives a bad name to the whole demonstration.
Yes.
Nobody's going to suffer, you know what I mean? It's the last act they remember. I put you live up with an awful lot of people that are going to think who he was in that demonstration in Washington. Who's going to remember it at the 24th? It's going to be a big blur, and the vivid, not only is it the last thing, but it's by far the most vivid. There's much more impressionable type stuff in this last night.
Well, our guys don't.
Then last week.
Our guys ain't players, so in terms of their hypocrisy, they endorse the demonstrators. In other words, I wouldn't even try to say that they distinguish it. I wouldn't say they changed their minds. I would say let it be noted that the people that endorse the country is endorsed. Teddy Kennedy is endorsed. Get into it. He is endorsed. Then let them deny it. The way to make the charge is to just charge that they endorse the demonstration. Then let them deny. That's the way to do it.
Don't get them. He set the stage for that beautifully in this thing weekend when he gave a speech that was well reported, in which he said, let all of those who have called for these demonstrations and encouraged all Democratic senators come forward now and insist on the preservation of order in Washington. And he gave it a good broad brush. Apostle Lucas, God speaking that.
Oh, God, it's great. We almost never get this next to the just by the talk that defended Hoover. Nobody paid any attention to him.
That's right.
What's happening to Boggs?
They're doing that every day. They hit Boggs and defend Hoover every day. There's a
just keep up. One guy just keeps the drum beat going.
Yeah, that's at least
up.
Incidentally,
I think Hoover an issue now.
Mm-hmm.
They beat an issue. This is a good time. Everybody for it. Ask the Democratic candidates to say, let them all come out for getting him to retire. It's all right.
Well, if you get over the war and other concern in the country as a result of what happened this week, it becomes a very bad time politically to take J. Edgar Hoover or the FBI.
Arresting Randy Davis.
Yeah.
This year.
We're on the scale of the capital bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, beginning to indicate that there were other bombing plots she was involved in.
She has admitted she's in the capital bombing, but she's.
No,
but she's in the capital bombing. I thought that 19-year-old girl got involved in such a damn thing.
She's living here with one of the
others. Communion.
That was organizing this, I guess, these affairs.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Keep that, what was it, $350 a month house in Georgetown? Let me say this, the other thing is this, that the networks will quickly recover. They must be dying, don't you think?
I'm sure they needed to run that list.
And Sarah and the rest, Jesus Christ, they must be dying, that's why. But their chancellor, Keith Schnarr, will run. It's a beautiful day, city. But my point is that they had to run it, finally had to run one.
So
this is really the first time they've run a national one. They didn't run it on November 15th.
There are
they didn't really run nasty stuff since Chicago.
Really
the nasty stuff.
And the point which Cronkite did not let people forget last night when he said this is not dissimilar from Chicago.
Is he complaining about being populated to hit those
NBC guys? NBC
did.
He said,
that's what Burke about in Chicago. A lot of them got roughed up.
Mm-hmm.
These police didn't rough anybody up.
Yeah.
Except some of the damn bombs.
No, the police handled it good. Most of the footage that was shown last night was good as far as the police are concerned. They showed it using a lot of restraint. We couldn't avoid covering the good-ass scenes. I suspect there'll be more.
Is the position of the administration clear that we're tough and strong and firm?
Yes, sir.
No doubts about that. Nobody's squealing about our position.
No, not at all.
That's across the country now.
Well, I didn't see much beyond Washington.
But you think it is getting across?
I think so, yes, sir. And your message ran to Police Chief Wilson, which came with
that rare mail to them. Very good time.
It really did.
That ran on national wires.
And
on the network.
Good. On the networks and on the other town papers. The few that have
seen it's coming out for the chief. That's good. Law and order.
Well, he did it beautifully. He announced it to his troopers.
Friday,
and this is
smart.
I showed you what a telephone call.
He's a sort of a George Patton type guy in a way.
Yeah.
I guess. I've never even met him.
Yeah. There,
I
was in charge of his deal.
Yeah, and yesterday he was out. They made the point that he was out on the front lines at 4 o'clock yesterday morning, and he covered every trouble point. He was zooming all over the city
in his motorcycle.
He got out of his squad car. He got out of his chief's car and got in the sidecar of his escort's motorcycle and had it moving around in and out of the cars and stuff. He led the charge up the hill to get a bunch of people.
When he went up Friday,
right. He's like the old-time great general, ready to get out.
And when he went up Friday with the Republican senators, he briefed them. Condies took him up. He went up with his helmet on and his walkie-talkie radios, and he just impressed the devil out of these guys. And then they said to him, Chief, what are you going to do for us? And he said, you pitch your own police force up here unless you send this field and need some help.
Put it right to the senators. They've always been jealous of that stupid Capitol Police Force, and they ought to clean it up. Well, his line yesterday showed great skill. You know, when they said, well, don't you think you moved too hard, too fast on me? He said, well, let the American people be the judge in that. Are we lucky to have him? We really are. That we got him rather than some dumb jerk like, you know, wish we could have that jackass Murphy who's in the
loves to talk about that last demonstration when they were attacking the Justice Department. He went in there and, he personally ordered the crowd to disperse. They didn't disperse. He personally threw the first tear gas canister in. Took it out and lobbed it in himself.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. That was last year.
That's right.
That was like March on Justice Department.
And he threw the first can.
Yeah.
And was well covered in press doing it.
Damn right. He made sure he's like, he very patent-like. He made sure the cameras were there. Then he got on the bullhorn in order to disperse, and he lobbed the tear gas. It's a way to handle it. It's a way to handle it. With this kind of a police force, you've got to have a guy like that, because you've got to
have other neighbors.
You got a potentially shaky police force in here because they keep pouring these blocks in.
He keeps them fired up. He keeps the street at work. We knew that the veterans thing had been in earnest. I don't know what we knew, it could be temporary, but we got to get out of this. We didn't expect, don't you think?
Absolutely.
May have reissued, brought up the war of law and order. What about the idea that some of the new summary holds that seemed to make up, I just raised the war issue again, but it hurts. You don't think so?
I don't, to the extent that it raises it, Mr. President, it causes people to arch their backs and say, well, by God, we're not going to be pushed around like kids in the street. And if it raises it in a helpful way. The reason that the Dubs are saying what they are saying is because it's so.
Same effect as the November moratorium in 69.
Yeah.
You mean it went too far? Backfire.
They're
it did.
They're worried on the Hill that if they now start pressing for an immediate legislative end to the war, it looked like they caved into this kind of protest in the street. It has a...
That speech needs to be made. Somebody has got to take that on. These people are giving into the protesters. We must not react to those trips. But the idea that policy is to be made in the Senate, it's not to be in the House, and it's not to be made in the streets. They ought to start cracking that harder. Don't you think so, Bob?
That's one of the speeches we have up there.
That's the line they've been...
The other side is very there moaning about this is going to kill the governor Hatfield. I don't believe it raises the war issue from our standpoint in a negative way. It may raise a little more of a law and concern and bring away this open.
The one thing that I think bothered him on the news that maybe wasn't a very good idea was this helicopter landing in the mine on the ground. That's one I still don't understand either.
No, it's good. I don't think it was too that bad.
But it was, what was the point? The streets were open. They could have driven in. Why did they come in helicopters and stage a big thing?
What I mean is, that may bother us, but if you're right on the general theory, the helicopter landing, people like that too. They hear that probably reason everything all the time.
Probably right.
The helicopter, sure, they're coming in there in the helicopter. You know how the kids get out their toy pistol. Hell, they love it. If we're right on the basic issue, as to the drama. If you're not right on the basic issue, it doesn't make a difference. That's what I mean. Well,
the whole key to that.
And evidently, they protected the flag, and I am glad that fellow over there stayed in McConnor.
I sent you my call recommendation.
Yeah, he's right there. Good. And another thing, too, is that by God, I do. Did you find anybody that's willing to walk up and tear down the goddamn Viet Cong flag? I want to tear it down every place they have.
We've still got to mobilize.
Somebody's got to do that. We can't have that flag flying around here. Fight. Get in the fight about that. That's a lovely thing to get into a fight about. Nobody has a right to carry the damn flag of an enemy around here. Don't you agree? What do you think, Charlie?
I agree with you. They were flying inside the compound yesterday.
few minutes.
Well, she had requested it finally.
But you first requested it. And
I said, I'll see her sometime because, you know, she's right and she's firm.
And,
should I take it to lunch?
Yes, I think rather than take it downstairs, I'm gonna have Trey in my office.
Good, respect.
So, then we can talk.
Did you have a good time down there?
I had a wonderful time. It was exhausting, but it was just great. Everyone was, you know, with a lot of good people. Went to the Whitney party. And, went to Lucy Winchester's mother's for dinner.
She said, looks just like Lucy.
When we went to the Derby, we went to the Governor's Derby Questions, of course, and went with then Dr. Ernest Singleton, he's president of the University of Kentucky now, went with us to the Derby, and they were silent. He worked for Johnson somewhere, and worked, I think, was first with Stryver or something, but he's your type of, you know, I mean, he's really, I was very interested in talking to him. Well, none helped pick him up because it was
good. Oh, yeah.
And he, you know, he was saying he always liked Jack Candy. He did not like Bobby and he seemed steady. He just said nothing. And it was interesting. It was really good. I came back then and playing with the Mitchell Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It really was. There were not a lot of people who were. Yeah, we'll come and work it tomorrow. A lot of it. Garbage in the papers and everything thrown in front of the car. I thought I'd push one Volkswagen bus up, 8 or 10, push it right into the side of a woman's car. A woman was sitting there, held up in traffic, was back in her lot, and they just pushed it right into the side of it, just rammed into the side of the car.
They did,
because I think it was great when you saw citizens out pushing them around.
We got a right set of this. I called the chief. They all reported, he reported everybody that I called him and backed the chief all the way. Got arrested 8,000 of them people. That's good, too. We're going to play a hotline to these people.
So they're saying this morning now they're having a rally that they're going to be telling all of them to no violence at all. You know.
Yeah.
They're still in March on Genesis and March down the street, they said.
No violence.
The way of the future is sometimes. You know, they get somebody different now, right? They're awful looking people.
Are they? They got the long hair and dirty.
Oh, long hair and dirty and just crummy looking people. Just the low.
They don't have to say they're a bunch of damn kids.
No.
Out there stinking and crazy now all around. All on dope people.
Oh, yeah. This was so rough. It really, they're degrading to think of them.
I'm glad that Humphrey and all the rest are tied around them. They're trying to repudiate it.
They're trying to repudiate it.
Too late.
That's too late. They've been with them all this time. Checkers, you know, that place up there in England, that fireplace or country place. He said he wanted to give a gift to, that place in memory of that meeting.
Oh.
You and it wasn't the same prime minister, but you were the prime minister and the queen was there. And what this prime minister would like is a poodle. He isn't going to put that out publicly yet.
Good.
That's what they're going to get.
I thought
that you did, but I wasn't.
did mention it.
He's very good about this tax.
Wonderful idea. It's good to keep. They can have a nice pool. They eat there.
Yeah.
You bring